Vayitern Shasar and Daf Yudalit, picking up on Yud Gimel of a Beis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. We have a brand new parak, third parak. Ve'ilu Megalchin. Here we go. Zuck the Heilige Mishnah. Ve'ilu Megalchin Bemoid. These are people that are allowed to go and get a haircut on Chol Hamoid. Now, what are we talking about? Rashi says Bemoid, the fish haya onus, shaya yachal legalech kodem. He was an onus, he wasn't able to do before, and therefore he can get it. Ha babim bedina siyam, someone who comes from across the seas. Umibes hashviya, a person who was, well, was captured, and they got out of captivity. Vayotze, umibes hasurin, someone gets out of prison. Vayamenuda sheitir luchachamim, someone who was menuda, that means he was in cherem, he was excommunicated, and he was allowed to come back in. So to someone who had some sort of neder, and he asked for, Rashi says, he made a neder, he's not allowed to take a haircut, and then he asked to get rid of that neder. L'shoal on chalamoid v'anazir v'metzora mitumasa l'taraso, and a nazir or a metzora who comes out of their state of tuma into their state of tahara. Rashi says nazir tameh. He's no longer a Nazir that he can't cut his hair, and now he's going to go ahead and cut his hair. So to this person who goes out, he goes and he cuts his hair. They didn't have any time to do it before. These are things that you allow people to go do laundry on Chol Hamoed. Someone comes from across the seas. Umibes Shivya, person who was captured. Vayotzi Umibes Asurin, and someone who gets out of prison. Beep, turn the page. Yud Dalid. Menuda Shetir Lachachamim. Same thing we saw before. Vachemi Shanisha Lachacham Hutar. Like everything we just said. Okay, now. Mitmachos Hayadayim. These are. The difference over there now is because talking about someone who made a nether, they're not going to do any laundry, and now they were nishal or their nidder, they went to chacham to get rid of that nether. Now, mitbachos hayadayim, these are towels which are used in order to, you know, just sitting around the house, you know, they're usually used in order to, like, clean your hands. Mitbachos hasaparim, or things that are used, a towel which is used by a hair cutter. Mitbachos hasvug, and a towel used when someone comes out of the bath. Hazavim vazavos vanidas vayelodos echai olamim. Zavim and zavos, these are people that became tamei. And importantly also, they become dirty a lot, so you can go and clean them. And anyone who comes out of the state of Tuma to the state of Tyra, they also go and clean their stuff and put in the mikwah. All these are clean the clothing on Chol Hamoed. But everyone else is not allowed to do, you can't do laundry. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Hushar kol adam, everyone knows, my time is soon. Why is it also for people to go ahead and do laundry? What is the issue? Kidatanis Burlington and Mishnah in Tainis, my friend, says Vavim Beis, Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Maimid. These are the people who were part of the Mishmaros. We know that the Kohanim, and we have this discussion a few times already, but in particular came up obviously in Tainis, and that is that the Kohanim would split up into different Mishmaros and Levim, and perhaps even Yisraelim, the Ma'amados. And also the Yisraelim, at different times that they were involved with their avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Kohanim Levim did the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Anshe Maimed, based off the Pasuk Tishmeru, they have to have people that are standing over Alsi, Yisrael, B'Mamadon. And therefore, what happens is they have to, let's read what it says. Asun l'saper l'chabas, they're not allowed to go ahead. They're not allowed to cut their hair. They're not allowed to do laundry during the time when they have their avoda, the week that they're supposed to be working. Uvechamishi, and if it's but on Thursday, mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos, they're allowed to go ahead and let them wash themselves and clean everything because of kavod Shabbos. V'amar Rebbe Bechanan Rebbe Elazar, my time of what's the pshat? Why can't they cut their hair and do laundry? Kedei shelo yikinusil shmeir tank shem nuvelim, she shouldn't enter into their watch, into the shmir when they're manuvel, when they're disgusting. In other words, clean yourself, get yourself ready in order to go out and do service of the Lord. So therefore, Hachanami here too, person shouldn't wait until Chol Hamoed and come into, till Yontif and come into it in the state of Menuvel. So the same thing we said, you're not allowed to go and do it on it itself. This person lost something before the holiday starts. He didn't have any time to go and get a haircut before the regal because of the fact that, or get a haircut or wash his clothing, because he's busy looking for something. Kaven the honest. Do we say that since he's an honest, it's out of his control? He wasn't able to cut his hair to do something because of the fact he was running around looking for something. Therefore, mutter could do it on Chol Hamoed, just like a person who was in prison. It was honest, and therefore he could do it. Odilma, maybe say Kaven the low muchamilsa low. Maybe say it's not mukha milsa, it's not clear that that's the reason he's doing it, then not. And people think that this person is just cutting his hair in chol hamoed, and that's something which is not okay. And there's a person who's in prison, they come from overseas, okay, we know about it. But a person who's looking for something, people don't know you're looking for something, therefore it's not clear, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to. Rashi says, the loyal de kuliyama, the anusay, not everyone's going to know. El yomu hu mechavin, the hashes chol hamoed, we're going to say, oh, this guy waited to do it to chol hamoed, and that's not okay, and therefore not. So, says the Gemara, let's take a look and see if we can find an answer. Amar Abai, yomer kol asvikin asurin, svikin baisus mutarin. There's a discussion in Maseches Pesachim about going ahead and making some sort of designs, svikin, on the, on, making a design on your matzah. First one's going to make a design on his matzah. Can you do such a thing? So, the answer is that no, you're not allowed to do such a thing because we're worried what's going to happen if a person does that. In the meantime, while they're trying to make this design, the stuff is going to become chametz. But came along someone and he said, oh, I have an idea though. Why don't we go ahead and just make some sort of stamp that you just stamp it on, the mold, in which case there won't be any problem with it becoming chametz. So we said, and therefore we should be fine. Since no, Yom Kol Sweekin Asur, and I was going to say, what everyone else this weekend are going to be Asur, but Sweekin Baisus is Mutter, they're not going to know. They're not going to understand. They're going to see the design and think you're allowed to do designs, and therefore they're going to end up doing it themselves. Same thing here. We're going to see a person. We don't know that he was looking for something, and therefore, what's going to end up happening is people are going to go ahead and they're going to hold off and do it on chol hamoed, and that's a problem. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it. Says Gemara, v'litameich, according to you, that you're really worried about the fact that people are going to go ahead and see something. They're not going to know something, and therefore, they're going to come to make the same mistake. So how do you deal with the following? That we do find a case that we allow that. Hadam Ravasi, Amar Biyochan, Kol Mishayin Lo Elo Chaluk Echad. Our person only has one chaluk. He has one thing of clothing. Rashi says, Nami Lav Mecha Milsa Deluko Ama. People don't know if this guy only has one or doesn't have one. Yet we know it says, Mutu Lechapsa Bechol Shmoed. If you only have one, you're allowed to go ahead and launder it. But what's going to happen? People are going to go and they're going to see that the person is laundering it. They're not going to know he only has one. And they're going to think you're allowed to do laundry also. Hachi Nami. You want to call a Sweekin Asurin, Sweekin Baisus Mutarin? Why don't you use that same principle and say what? They're going to think that it's because of this or because of that. They don't know. They don't know what's going on. Therefore, they're going to themselves going to start doing laundry. How can we allow that? It says, no, Hotamar Allah, that's not true. Because over there we said, Amar Marba Ravashi, Ezer Mochiach Alav. His Ezer is Mochiach Alav. Rashi says, Demisha Inlo Ela Chalakach, a person only has one Chalak. Poshto Misatef Mikhtrinu Vichogre Be Ezero, Vom Mechabes Chalak, Omedia Lakol, Sheinlo Ela Chalakach. What happens is he goes there and he has a belt, and he uses his belt in order to hold up his pants, basically, in a way, when he takes his shirt off, and when he takes his clothing off, to go ahead and to wash it. And they would see all the fact he's wearing his belt over there to keep everything closed, must be, because he only has one pair that he has to be cleaning over now. So that's not a riot. So Ravashi Masti, Ravashi comes in, he taught the following. At this stage, we're saying that no, you're not allowed to go ahead by looking for something, and then all of a sudden go ahead and clean and wash your clothing or cut your hair, because people are not going to know what you're doing, so for it's not okay. Ravashi Masi Ravashi says he would teach that Boy Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir asked Uman Shavdala Aveda Ervrego. What about an Uman? Not just a regular person, but an Uman Rosh Hashanah, Uman Rashis Kamun Sapar, like a haircutter, a barber. Kol Boy Metzlovan's coming to Ervrego. Verom Shavdala Aveda. They see that he lost something. Va'anasu, Va'enu Yachal Saparatsma. He can't go ahead and cut his own hair because he lost something. Ma, what's it done by him? Kevin the Uman, who, since he's an Uman, Mucha Milsa, therefore everybody knows that it must be because he wasn't able to do it because he was busy with something, and therefore he should be allowed to do it. Oh, then we say, Kevin the Lomucha Milsa Kianach, lo. Maybe because not a Mucha Milsa like the other ones, or the ones that we said coming out of prison, crossing an ocean, all kind of stuff, then lo, we don't allow that to be. That's not enough to be able to go ahead and say that he's allowed to cut his hair. That's Gemara, Teiku. Great question. We don't know. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah. Mimidina say, Yam. The person's coming from overseas. You can go and cut your hair on Chol Hamoed and wash your clothing on Chol Hamoed. Masisa and the low Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, it says not calling Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi. It says Nebraisa Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ha, but we're going to see I'm Loigalech. Someone's coming from overseas. Do not cut your hair. If they say Yotze Shalom Rishus, because you went without Rishus. Rashi says Klomar. Hovel Yotze Rishus Acherim Elibertson Atzmo Lavanasu. He shouldn't have gone. The fact that he ended up going, it was by Rutzo, and he didn't really have to go, but he decided to go. Now, sorry, man. Don't think that it's okay for you to go ahead and now do these things, because you ended up going in a way that's going to mess you over. You're going to have to do it in Chol Hamoed, so you shouldn't have gone in the first place. And the fact that you went, therefore you can't do it. Okay, so now, says the Gemara. So we have a bit of a contention over here, because our Mishnah seems to say a person coming to Medina Siyamah can go and cut his hair on Chol Hamoed. But Rabbi Yehuda comes and he says that you're not allowed to go and cut your hair on Chol Hamoed because you went out. Now we're going to break this down. What exactly is going on over here? Amar Rava. Rava says, Lashut, if the person went, and the reason why he went originally is Lashut means, Im Yatsa Shalol Lutzarech, he went for no other purpose, he didn't have to, Velo Yitzelekele Lashut Ba'olam, he's going on vacation, Lurosa V'choza B'moed, he just wants to go and visit the world and see what's going down, and he's coming back on Moed. In such a case, then Divya Kol Asa. Everybody agrees he's not allowed to go and cut his hair. Legalech Mamoy, he can't do it. Limizonas, but if he went in order to get business, Rashi says, Sheyatzalach Surach Mizonas, he went to go get his livelihood. Shein Limizonas, Vichose Mamoy, Acharayim, Divya Kol Mutta Legalech Mamoy, the Fishiyatza Bonas. Everybody agrees that it's going to be fine. So they're not arguing when they went for nothing, just for travel, to travel the world. Not arguing if they needed to. Divya Kol Mutta, everyone says that's going to be Mutta. Lo Nechu Ela Larvecha, the only machlokas here is they went in order to get more. Chum said, you're fine. Rebbe Yehuda said that it's a problem. Right? That in other words, the guy has business, but what happens? He's going to have more business, but it's not just stam for a tiyul. Mar, medamele kiloshet, one considered like loshet, that's Rebbe Yehuda, says, going to be out there because it's like you're doing it for, you know, for chilling. Mar, medamele kiloshet, someone says, no, it's like your business still, and therefore you actually can cut it. Mei sevei, Frag the Gemara. That was what Rava explained what's going on over here. Now the Gemara says a question. Amar Rebbe, near in Divrei Rebbe Yehuda kishiyatza shelo bershus. It seems to me that Rebbe Yehuda is talking about a case when he went shelo bershus, and that's why it's going to be us to go ahead and for him to cut his hair. V'divrei Chachamim kishiyatza bershus, and that's why you are allowed to cut your hair. So at the end, it comes out that really they are agreeing with one another, just talking about different cases. Now, that's a brisa, and let's see if Rava fits within that. My shelo b'rishus, what does it mean when it says that he went shelo b'rishus? It starts off and says, Nirin, it appears to me that the Divrei Rebbe Yehuda kishatza shelo b'rishus. What does it mean shelo b'rishus? Ilema loshut. If you want to mean that it means he went loshut, then v'amar divrei kol aser. That everybody says it's going to be aser, so it can't be that it's talking about loshut. El ala mizonas. It must be it's talking about he's going from mizonas. Ay, v'amar divrei kol mutter. Everyone says that that's mutter. El ala pshita larvecha. Must be he's going in order to harvecha to get extra over there, and he's going to get extra over there. And yet, what's the din? As it says, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, kishiyatza shelo b'rishus. And I'm sorry. And therefore, we're just talking about what it says when he went out. It must be the case that we're discussing is where he's going to get extra. And that's where Rebbe is telling us, Rebbe Yehuda, what he holds. That he's not allowed to go and cut his hair if he's coming back on Chol HaMoed. Now, Eimas Sefer, let's spell out the last part of the Baisa. Nirin Divrei Chachamim kishiyatza b'rishus. We see the Chachamim is like they went Be'er Shus. The Chum said that you are allowed to cut your hair. It's talking Be'er Shus. Now, my Be'er Shus. Elaim Lumizonos. If you want to say some Mizonos, how am I Divrei Kol Mutter? Everybody says that's going to be Mutter. Ve'larvecha must be that he's talking about Larvecha. Va'amart Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Beha. But I thought you said that's Rebbe Yehuda's case. And it comes out that they're talking about exactly the same case, Larvecha. And Rebbe Yehuda is saying that it's going to be a problem. The Chum is saying that it's going to be okay. So comes out that according to Rebbe, he's holding like Rebbe Yehuda and like the Chachamim, but that's opposite answers. It seems they're talking about the same case of Larvacha, and he's saying according to Yehuda, no good, according to Chachamim, good. He's passing like both of them. What's going on? Says the Gemara, Hachikamer. No, this is what he's saying. Near in Divrei Rebbe Yehuda lirabanan kishiyatza birshus. When do Rebbe Yehuda's words work according to Rabbanan, kishiyatza birlo rishus. When the person went out without rishus, and therefore we'll say, okay, it's going to be no good. Umayniyum, what's that case? Loshut. In a case when they're going out for pleasure. Shafilu chachamel nechu alav el arvecha. The only time they argue is when the person's going for extra stuff. Of a loshut, when it comes to going out just for partying, modulei, then the chachamel will be masking to Rebbe Yehuda. He's not allowed to cut his hair. Not that Rebbe's passing like one in one case and one in the other case. Rather, he's just explaining how each one works with the other, even though they're arguing. So, mo delay, then he would agree. And the chachamim would be maskim to the chumrah of Rebbe Yehuda in that particular circumstance. Veneer and divrei rabbanan the Rebbe Yehuda, and the words of the rabbanan will work according to Rebbe Yehuda, kishiyatza bershus. When they went out, bershus. My nihu. And what's that? Lemizonos, when they're going out for business. In other words, he says it's okay. Shafil Rebbe Yehuda lonechek el arvecha only argues in case of doing more. Aval lemizonos modulu, when it comes to mizonos, he would be masking to him. And in such a case, you would be able to go and cut your hair. Amar Shmuel, another fascinating case, that's the following. Katan and Ola B'moed, Mutal Gelech B'moed. You have a katan that's born during the moed. A baby's born in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to go ahead and cut his hair. Rashi says, V'lo Sa'ruz Gedola, Mutal Gelech B'moed, Sa'rusha Mitzaru, you're allowed to go ahead. He's a lot of hair, he's born with a ton of hair. And it's being Mitzarim, you're allowed to go and cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. She'ein Lecha Beis Asurin Gold HaMizeh, you don't have a greater Beis Asurin than that. From being stuck in his mother's womb, he couldn't go and get his haircut. Therefore, he can go. So, says the Gemara, B'moed in. What do we see from here? Mashma, only on Moed, which means the baby's born on Moed, then he go ahead, you can cut his hair. Be'ikara lo, but he's born before that, like a week before, a couple of days before, then, sorry, you're not allowed to go ahead and cut the hair because you could have cut the hair. That's just him, no, it's called a miracle. You could have done it and you didn't do it, so therefore, no good. As a Gemara, Masiv Rav Pinchas. We have a bit of a problem with that mashmos right now. Now you're saying that only if the baby is born on the moed, then he can get the haircut on Chol HaMoed, but if he was born before, then not. That's what we had said. So Masiv Rav Pinchas, he asked the question. Kol Eilu She'amru Mutal Gelech Moed, anyone who said that you're allowed to go and cut their hair on the moed because they're in prison or because, you know, they're crossing the sea or all the different cases, Mutal Legalcho B'mei Evlo. We say that they also let it go ahead, and the same halachas would apply for a person who becomes an avel. So if a guy just gets out of prison or just passes over a sea, and it's a whole long journey, and then what happens, he comes out, and now he wants to cut his hair, and he ends up being an avel, and he's not allowed to cut his hair. He is allowed to cut his hair in such a case. Ha, asa l'galeach, sorry, muta l'galeach b'mei avlo. Ha, so what comes out? Asa l'galeach b'moed, asa l'galeach b'mei avlo. The Mashmo says that if someone would be usher for them to go ahead and cut their hair during Chol HaMoed, then it would be usher. If it would be a case of a person is not allowed to cut his hair in Chol HaMoed, usher l'gemei evlo, he wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and cut his hair during his avelus. Now we'd like to make a nice little comparison over here. Interesting. Beep, turn the page, Yudal and Mabez. V'i amart katan isbe plukta. And if you want to say that there's a plukta, a chiluk, within it comes to the kid, to the baby, whether he's born before Chol HaMoed, or born during Chol HaMoed, Nim says, Avelus Nohegas B'Katan, we find out that you have Avelus that applies to a Katan. All right, because what do we do? First, we started to make a comparison between Chol HaMoed and Avelus, right, in reference to cutting your hair. And we also learned that from Shmuel, that if a baby born before Chol HaMoed can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, so we learn out that a baby born before becoming an Avel, he's not able to go ahead and get a haircut during his avelus. Case would be that he's born, and then immediately one of his parents die, and now becomes an avel, and he had a time before. So this avelus, Tahagas B'Katan, comes out that we see that you have avelus by a katan. V'atanya, we're learning a brisa, not like that. What are you talking about? B'karin l'katan v'nagas nefesh, the only reason why we go ahead and we tear the clothing of a child when they're by the levaya, you know, is only they rip their clothing. Then Agas Mev Rashi says Shivku color Shivka Roin. All the people that see this should cry. V'yirbu becovered a mace. It's covered a mace. V'lo mipneishu avel. And not because of the fact that he's an avel himself. It's not for him. I'm Ravashi Mikatani Ha Asurin. Did we say that straight out that these ones are going to be usher? Did we actually straight out say, I mean, it was a mashmos, but did it say in the actual statement that someone that is usher to cut his hair in Chol HaMoed is going to be usher to cut their hair when they're in a velus? The answer is no, we never said that. Dilma Yeshmeh Maser, some of them are going to be usher. Yeshmeh Mutter, some are going to be Mutter, and that would be a child. A child does not have a velus. All right, another way of understanding this, he taught the following. Amar Shmuel, Katan Mutter L'Gach HaMoed. Katan's allowed to go ahead and cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. Dishkinapam, Loshna Nola B'Moed. Whoops. Again, Loshna, it doesn't make a difference if he's born on the Moed. Loshna Nola Beikar, whether he's born before the Moed. We just have a brisa which goes ahead and supports this idea that says, anyone that says that you're allowed to go ahead and cut your hair during Chol HaMoed, like if someone gets stuck overseas or something like that, is allowed to go and cut his hair on Avelis. But what do we learn out from there? That if it's going to be usher, someone that's usher for them to cut their hair during Chol HaMoed, asur legalech me evlo. Iamart katan usher. Now, iamart katan usher. If you want to say that a katan is usher to go and cut his hair, Nimtzeis, what's going to come out of that is that Avelis Nagas Makatan, Avelis comes out of Katan. Vitanya, Rabbi says clearly not like that, that Makar and the Katan, Pnagam and Snafesh, that's the only reason that they do such a thing, but not because of the fact that they are actually Chayav and Avelis. And that's what Shmuel said. Now, we're going to knock this off. I'm Ravashi. Mikatani Hasurin, did it say, but the ones that are usher to go ahead and cut their hair in Chol HaMoed are going to be usher to do it during the Avelis? No, it didn't say that. Dilma, Yesh Be Maser, some cases will be usher, right? Some of the things that are usher in Chol HaMoed are going to be usher on Avelis, and some are not. Some of them are going to be mutter. So, Lav Dafka, this is a raya for Shmuel. Okay, we cracked open Avelis. Let's talk about Avelis. Avel einu noig Avelis per regel, and Avel does not do Avelis during the regel. Shenem as a pasuk says, v'samachto v'chagecho, v'samachto v'chagecho. You must be joyful and rejoice in your festivals. I Avelis to meikarehu. Now, if we're talking about a person who was already in Avelis, he started as Avelis before the chag came, then you know what the din is? Asay, the rabbi medachay asay deyachid. The Asei the Rabbim of Vesamachta V'Chagecha comes along and is Docha, that of the Asei of the Yachid, that it says, Avel Yachid Asi Lecha, Pasuk in Jeremiah. So we have the Rabbim coming knocking off. V'Avelos Tahashtu, and if it happened on the holiday itself, on Chol HaMoed itself, then Lo Asi Asei the Yachid V'Dosei Asei the Rabbim. Can you have the Asei of the Yachid of mourning to be Docha the Asei of the Rabbim of a Samach V'Chagecha? So either way, it stops. Menude. A person in Chayram, a person who's been excommunicated, Ma'u Shinag Nidab Regel, does he hold on to this? He continue his Nidoy during the Regel? You know, maybe the Samach V'Chagecha and whole thing. What's the din? Rabbi Yosef, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that indeed... He does remain in Yidoy. He doesn't get out. Sorry. Where is that from? Toshma. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Done in Dine Nefashos. V'dine Makos. The Bryce says we do Dine Nefashos, which is a capital punishment. V'dine Makos, and a punishment which comes with Makos. V'dine Mamonos, and monetary issues. We deal with these things in Chol HaMoed. Vi lo tzayis dina, and if they don't listen to us, we go, we give a judgment, we have to do and they don't listen. Misham tinan le, we put the guy in cherem. Vi sakatai techeno no gini be regal. If you want to tell me that, no, there's no nido in regal, there's no cherem, there's no excommunication, then mishumas va'asi meikara, asu regal dachile. You're going to tell me that a person who's already in cherem, then the regal comes and knocks him out? But hashtam hashtam tina le'anan, we're going to go ahead and we're going to now actually put him in chayim. Does that make any sense? Must be that if we're able to go ahead and put the guy in chayim, that the guy is not coming out of chayim. Good. So sorry, if you're menudah, you stay menudah. Amalei Abayi says, who says? Maybe that case doesn't mean that you're actually putting the guy in chayim if he doesn't listen, but rather, what it means is we just try to figure it out what's going to happen to the guy, and only afterwards is going to go into cherem, which means case the really person would come out of cherem. I'll even back it up. If you don't want to say that, then dini nefashos to the katani, when it says dini nefashos, does it mean we actually kill the guy? Do we kill somebody on Chol HaMoed? It's going to hold back from a person having Simchas Yom Tov. We know that Simchas Yom Tov is Samach Tov Chagecha, as with Achila and Shtia. And if a person is going to go and kill somebody, then when you do Din Nefashos, when you kill someone, you're not allowed to eat that whole day, and that's holding back from actually V'Samach Tov Chagecha, and therefore must mean the killing actually means only after the fact, not on it itself. And therefore maybe the excommunicant is only after the fact, not during the day itself. And if we don't have a raya, let's read inside. V'alkam mimane mi'simchas yom tov, holding back Simchas yom tov, d'tanya. Rabbi Kiva Omer, minayin l'Sanhedrin shahargu l'Sanhefesh. How do we know if Sanhedrin goes and kills someone? Shein tomen kol siyom, they can't eat the entire day. Tamad lomer lo sokol adam. Don't eat over blood. It means a person would kill that day. You don't eat the whole day. And clearly you can't do that because of Samach Tov Chagecha. Ella must be layune bidine. It just means that you're allowed to go ahead and investigate the matter and speak about the case and try to figure out what the case is to judge it. But you don't actually bring it to reality. You don't go through with it. Talking, I'm here too. Layune bidine means you just go ahead and that you judge the case, but you actually don't go ahead and put a person into chayim itself. Therefore, perhaps a person can be pulled out of cherem. Amar le, Amar le. Rav Yosef comes at him. He says, Amar le, im kain, if it's really true, that by the capital case, capital punishment, when they decide I'm going to kill the person or not, that you actually work it out what you're going to do, but you don't actually go ahead and do it until after the fact, then nimtzis ma'anes dino, what you're doing in such a case is you're causing this person, you're ma'anes the din, means you're pushing off the judgment. And we know you're not allowed to do such a thing. You're not allowed to go ahead and push off the judgment. Rashi says, chilo amru le dino, the altar, de ayni bay, havali inoy hadin. That's called inoy hadin. We add in a word here, Ella. Rather, what happens is, asu mitzafru ma'ayna bidina, we actually do kill the guy on cholamoid. Ah, you said that a person's not going to be able to eat that day, and that's not okay. No, what we do is, asu mitzafru ma'ayna bidina. We come in the morning, and we go ahead, and what we do is, we're dine din nefashos. We go and we finish out, well, what is it we have to actually do? And then, v'ayaliv archu v'shasu kol yom, we go and we eat the entire day. And then afterwards, v'hadar asu b'shkiyas chama v'gamin lidin. And then after we finish off the decision of what's actually going to happen, the katale, and then we go and we kill him, in which case we ate that day and we judged the case that day. And now we don't eat from the time that we're actually killing him. And we're b'shkiyah. And then we're able to eat the next day. And everything is good and dandy. In which case we can actually fulfill that. In which case we can put a person in nidoy. In which case you do now at this stage would say that a person who's in nidoy doesn't come out of it, and a person who's out of it may go into it. Amar Abaye. That was what Rav Yosef said to Abaye. Now Amar Abaye, Abaye is coming back at Rav Yosef. Toshima, Toshima, Baba. Umenuda shetir lechachamim. Hold on a second. We see that we have a mafurash in our Mishnah that says that a menuda, someone is in nidoy, shetir lechachamim, that the chachamim allowed him, they were matir him from his nidoy, which makes it sound like that anyone is in nidoy gets out. Rashi says, we see pretty straight up from a Mishnah, it seems to imply that we get him out. Says Amar Rava, says back, huh? Mikatani shetiru chachamim, to say the chachamim matir everybody. She threw a low chachamim katani. Not she to ruhu, but she threw low. She threw low. They were matter him, is what it says. The azul feis labadine. He went as he was mefais, and he goes and he appeased them. Rashi says, Buregel, he threw low chachamim, based in Shmos Adar. They were matter him. Va'osi kame drabbanan v'sharile. He came in front of the chachamim, and they went ahead, and they were sharile. They allowed him to come out of Nidoy, which means at the end of the day, that you are in nidoy, you remain in nidoy, and no, a person does not get out just because of the fact that it is the holiday. Last nekuda of the day, mitzora. What about a mitzora? A person who's a mitzora, mahu shen yanik tzarasa b'regel. Does he continue with his idea of tzaras on the regular or not? Meaning, Rashi says, shelo yavu l'tocha machane v'lo yigalech. He can't come into the machane. He has to be outside of the camp, so he's a mitzora. And he can't cut his hair. But now he can cut his hair. What's it then about, do we say, v'samach v'chagach overrides that? Amar Abaye, toshima wa 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 wa. I'm going to show you that it does not override it. We saw in our Mishnah that the Nazir and the Mitzara go from their Tumah to their Tara, and if any of those things happens, then they go ahead and they can cut their hair. Ha, be made Tumasa, but if it's in the midst of their Tumah, and it turns out that it's Cholamoid, Noig, then you have to uphold their laws of Tzaras. Says Gemara, so therefore you see that no, it does not knock it off. Says Gemara, maybe not. Maybe it's not a proof. Lo mi bai kamer. Maybe it's lo mi bai. Lo mi bai be made tumah so delo noig. I don't need to say even that during his tumah that he's not noig. In other words, if it is actually the middle of the tumah, it's going to be lasting for another week or so, and it's during chol hamoed, that for sure he doesn't have to. Aval l'tarasa. But when he, like the Mishnah seems to be saying, when it comes to being mitaher, nigzar should make gzer, because shem yasha karbonosav. Maybe he's going to be mashe's karbonos. He's going to hold off from bringing his carbon, and he's going to end up bringing it on the last day. Nigzar Shem Yasha Karbon Nosav. He's going to end up going in and holding it off. Rashi says doing it on the last day, which is Aser, because you can't bring a carbon yachid on Yontif. Kamash Melam, we're not worried that such a thing would happen, and we allow him to do it on Chol HaMoed itself, and therefore you don't have a raya one way or the other right now. Okay. My friends, we are going to stop over here. We're not done yet with this Sarua thing, but we're going to, God willing, continue with it with Tzaras tomorrow. Until then, wish all y'all a great, great day.